when you get here tonight, you're going to make marks on me. Marks, plural. You're going to stain me. And I'm not talking about my soul. I'm talking about a brand, a claim of ownership, your ownership, etched into my skin. Some women get necklaces or expensive rings. Some men just wrap an arm around her shoulders and that's enough. But for you and I, no. It's not enough for you and it's certainly not enough for me. I want you to take me here tonight. I want you to take my body and make it yours. I have a pleasant dinner with my friends at 7, and then I'll come home. I'll take off my dress, unstrap my heels, and then take off my bra, leaving just my lace panties left around my body. But before I can strip them down, I'll hear you shifting in the doorway. I'm picturing that moment, and in that moment, I have no idea how long you've been there. Been there watching my curves slowly being stripped bare, stripped naked. I leave the door open for you, and you walk in like you own the place. Maybe you do. I'm not sure I could ever refuse you much. Not even if I wanted to. But there's only one thing in this room that you're interested in taking tonight. No words between us, not tonight. Our lips and tongues will be otherwise engaged. Fuck. Our bodies embrace, myself form folding into your tall, hard one. I could stretch up to kiss you like this all night. But you're taking a lot more than just my mouth from me. You pull away too soon. Grab my hair just a little too roughly to keep my lips from chasing after yours. I want to kiss you. Little kisses down my cheek. Moving up so your hot breath tickles my ear. Then down my bared neck. You reach my shoulder and it's here that I receive my first mark. A set of your teeth marks, a perfect set. Just around my collarbone. That's where the soft kisses turn sharp and feral, biting and sucking like I'm prey. You're prey. And I moan for you. Your hands are all over me. I'm practically rubbing myself against your fully clothed body. But you're not so merciful as to satisfy me. Not yet. You push me away and tell me to present myself for you. Fuck. So I lay myself out like an offering for you. Head down, elbows on the bed, holding my ass up into the air towards you. You watch. Oh, you watch for what feels like hours, then you speak for the first time. You're wet, you say. You little slut. And I'm so wet. A faint damp line down the center of my panties. You trace it with your finger from bottom to top. Oh, fuck. Then you hook that finger in lace and drag down, expand. exposing my pussy to you. Ready, glistening, aching to feel you. And I feel you. But just one finger again, just one. Just brushing between my pussy lips, tracing out my wetness, circling my clit. Oh, I can't see anything with my head down like this, but I can feel you. Feel your hot breath on my cunt, and I cry out for your tongue. Please, please. Ah, oh, let me feel you. Your belt unclasps, and I dare to hope I dare. And then I realize you're folding the lever in your hand. Ask me again, you say, each strike. You're marking me again, and this time it will really, really hurt. I'm so open at this point in the fantasy, so helpless, utterly helpless. On my elbows, I can't even see you. I can't do anything but keep my buttocks raised as an easy target for you. One, please, sir. Two, please, sir. By four, please, sir, I'm moaning, my knees wriggling, my ass smarting. By six, I'm going to cry. The hiss crack of your belt stops after seven. You make me wait for the final blows. Actually make me beg for them. Beg you to hit me. Please, sir, spank my ass, please. You ask me, why? Because I want you to mark me, sir. I want your brand across my ass. Bite down on these, slut, you say. And you hand me my own panties. They're filthy. Filthy with my bitter juices, but I open my mouth and let you stuff them inside. I scream into my soaked panties as you deliver the last three blows, quickly but furiously. Furiously, like you're trying to break the skin. Maybe you do. Making sure that your brand lasts. Making sure I grimace and think of you every time I sit down for days. Finally, after that, your fingers brush my pussy. You've soaked yourself, slut, you say. Teasing my clit, leaning forward to kiss up along my spine. And here you change my position again. And there's no pain this time. But neither do I get what I so desperately want. I want. You take what you want from me. As you always have. And the only words I can say when you pull down my panties are, please, sir. Please, sir, give me your cock. Please. I'm on my back, my head dangling off the edge of the bed when your cock presses against my eager, hungry lips. All I can see are your legs and your fat, swinging balls, heavy and perfect. But I can taste your pre-cum on my tongue, and that is all that matters. This is when you start to throat-fuck me. Not a blowjob, oh no. Because this is not about me pleasuring you, no. You are using me. Using me like a toy. fucking my hungry, eager mouth like it's nothing more than a convenient wormhole. I struggle to relax, struggle to take your thick cockhead deep into my throat without gagging, but it doesn't matter if I cough or splutter, or if my eyes well up in tears. If my makeup runs down my cheeks, mixing with my spit, it doesn't matter if I'm a mess. Just more marks. Another sign of your passage. Then it's finally time. Finally time. When your cock is fully hard and I cannot fit it in my throat any longer, no matter how much I try, how much I cough and gag and... He helped me up by the hair. Such a kind gentleman. And throw me onto my back. You call me a whore and ask me what I want. I spread my legs wide. I come 3 times before you finally empty yourself inside me. The first time just from you fucking me like you're going to break me. Shatter me into pieces. The second time when you lowered your hips to hit my G-spot. Oh. Holding my thighs up against your shoulders and digging in with your fingertips. Nails scratching right on the edge of drawing blood. Marks. More marks. Oh, hurt me, sir. Please hurt me, mark me as yours, please. Oh, I'm building to my third climax when you come inside me. Ah, oh, I can feel you. I can feel you twitching and shaking in my cunt. You stop thrusting and I moan in frustration. Why? But you reach down and pinch my clit so fucking hard that it hurts and it hurts and it hurts until I come. See. You do care about my pleasure. In the end. When I wake up the next morning, you'll be gone. As always. But there's one more mark you've left. One more mark you've left me. Your cum staining me. Marking. Your signature scrawled across my thighs, dripping out of me through the night, and then the smell, staying with me for hours more, claiming me, branding me, marking me.